It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benning, a Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing this morning, Josh?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had another friend out to ice fish, and that makes four out of the last five weekends I've had people out to ice fish. So.
And I was telling you, I walked by your house or drove by your house, and I smelled something pretty good on the barbecue there.
A little deliciousness that I was grilling up.
Yeah. Next time, invite me over, Well, you did bring me some ribs one time or something like that. So it's not that you've never treated me right. So
yeah, I just can't do the volume that they ask for the rib competition. But, I like to think I make some pretty good ribs.
Yeah, well, that's good. Maybe you should try it anyway. We'll see if we can work something out.
Like I said, I don't have the capability to do the volume ask for.
Hopefully we'll be able to pull off the Rib Fest again this year. Last year we had to cancel it, of course, because of COVID and all that. But
but I'm pretty sure that Dan Tuckett makes them better.
He makes some good ribs. Yep. That he does. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Yeoman 3rd Class Melvin Oliver Thompson. Melvin was born on January 17th, 1926 in Maxwell Township. Passed away on November 20th, 2012. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on October 2nd, 1943 in Montevideo, was honorably discharged 2.5 years later on April 12th, 1946 at U.S. Navy Personnel Separation Center in Minneapolis. While he was in service, he served aboard three different ships. One was a USS Ocelot, which was a flagship for Service Squadron Number 10, the USS Holland, which was an engine repair ship, and the USS Winged Arrow, which was a transportation ship for troops and supplies in the Pacific Theater during World War II. So we thank you, Melvin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the topic at hand here today. And now I've lost it on, we're talking about debts again today, right?
Yes. It seems as of late, the topics have been either COVID-19 stuff or debt relief for veterans. And, it's two things that are weighing on people's minds,
right,
with the Department of Veterans Affairs. When can I get my COVID shot? And, when are they going to start sending bills for all the co-pays I may have? So, but the VA sent out a press release on February 18th saying that under the new administration, VA is extending their suspension of collecting medical copay and benefit overpayment debts to veterans and their families during this pandemic. VA reaffirms it's committed to extend debt relief for veterans through September 30th of this year. I believe it was supposed to expire, December 31st. Then they said, no, we'll expand it. And now they're officially saying that it's being expanded through September 30th. So they'll continue suspension of collection on all veteran benefit overpayments and medical copay debts incurred after April 1st, 2020. VA is suspending this debt collection to provide veterans continued financial relief due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The new Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Dennis McDonough, which he's from Stillwater originally. He's originally from Minnesota. But his top priority right now is to do everything in their power to help our veterans, caregivers, and their families get through this challenging COVID-19 pandemic. VA will continue to find ways to provide real relief to 2 million veterans and their families as we fight through this health crisis together. To assist in making informed choices for their situation, VA will notify veterans of the existence of their current debt. A lot of local veterans have come in with letters saying that, they received a notification about a debt and available expansive relief options. These options include making payments, extending repayment plans, waivers, compromises, and temporary hardship suspensions. Veterans and beneficiaries with questions regarding benefit overpayments can see frequently asked questions, go online to submit requests. There's a couple 800 numbers here. I'm a little reluctant to give those out because I know whoever calls them is going to be on hold for quite a while.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, it's the federal government. But the you can call 800-827-0648. Call volume is generally lower Tuesday through Fridays. That's kind of not surprising. For healthcare copay debts, veterans should contact the Health Resource Center at 866-400-1238 for payments. And of course, veterans that have questions or family members that have questions on debts or any correspondence received regarding them, or any other questions, of course, contact my office.
How would we do that?
598-3445. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse. Nice segue, by the way.
Thank you.
And I'm not talking about the Wilt Gust of some kind.
Right. Yeah. with the wheels and the handles.
Yeah. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
We've been working together too long. It's just a perfect team now, from segueing from one thing into the other.
You know, I guess.
Like clockwork here.
Yeah. I guess. It's almost scary.
Yeah, just about. All right. Well, yep, and you're open regular hours and everything this week.
Regular hours this week, would be a good idea to call ahead just to make sure I'll be around, and or if I got something going on, I don't think I have anything going on in my calendar, but you never
know. Could happen to step out of the office for something, so who knows? So call ahead.
Usually people call when I go use a restroom or something, you know, Murphy's Law.
Right. That's about right, yeah.
Step out the 1 minute I step out, you know.
That's why it was back in the old days when we used to play 45 and 33 RPM records. You know, the minute you take a bathroom break and put a record on, you know, you can bet that it would stick. Yeah. I'm running back out again. All right. Well, thanks, Josh.
Sounds good.
See you again next week. Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.